Okay, let's start with our message this morning.
让我们来先讲到今天早上的信息。
Many of you might have noticed that in the bulletin that we have announced a message titled "To Be All the King's Horses."
我想各位都知道，我们那个节目单上写的今天的题目是国王的骏马。
And many of you who are careful already found out that you've been given a little track, a little booklet by the same title.
我想也多半你们各位都注意到，你拿手上拿了一本小小的一本小小画册，上面的题目就是国王的骏马。
If you have not received one, please raise your hand. I'm sure the ushers will give you one.
如果你现在哪一位还没有，请你举手，让我们的usher 分给各位。
Okay, several have not received them. Please, and the only regret I have is these are all in English.
唯一这个觉得遗憾的是因为这个全是英文。
Now, if you like them, in the future, maybe I want to get the copyright from the author and translate them into Chinese.
如果您喜欢的话，也许我们去申请这个许可，我们就可以把它翻成中文。
And many people will say, wait a minute, what is Peter doing here? He's preaching from a track?
这怎么搞的？我们同培弟兄在做什么？难道他要从这本小册子来讲道吗？
I know it's out of ordinary.
我知道这是很不平常的一件事。
But please remember, our Lord Jesus himself.
但是请各位注意，就是我们的主耶稣他自己。
He used to preach from the parables.
他自己也用很多的比喻来讲道。
And he enjoys, I may say he enjoys preaching from a parable.
让我说，也许他是非常的喜欢就是用比喻来讲道。
And we can say that he has a great skill to preach from a parable.
我们也可以说他最用这个隐喻来讲道，他有极大的技巧。
In Matthew chapter 13, I'm sure all of you remembered.
在马太福音第十三章，我想各位都记得。
As well as in Mark chapter 4.
同时在马可福音第四章。
The gospel recorded that Jesus preached to them in parables.
在那里特别说，耶稣就用比喻向他们讲明。
And when there is a great multitude, he preached from the parable.
尤其是那里有很多人聚集的时候，他就用这些例子比喻来说明。
And later on, he called the disciples to himself and explained to them what the parable meant.
然后后来他再将门徒们招到他面前来，向他们解释这些比喻是什么意思。
So let's go through the parables all together with me, please.
所以我们现在请你拿开你的小册子，我们一起来看一看。
I'll ask my dear wife to help you out in the Chinese part.
我那个中文的部分。
She'll present that on the projector.
中文的部分，我们现在用这幻灯机打出来。
Let's read on the first page.
我们看看第一个。
Immediately you see two horses, right?
想各位都看见两个马。
And the white horse is speaking to the black horse.
那个白马向黑马说。
And we'd better head back. I've never been out this far before.
我们还是。
Oh, what was there? What was out there?
我们还是往回走吧。我从来没有看见这么远，没有走到这么远过。哎，等一下，那个是什么呀？
And the black horse says, it looked like horses to me.
那个黑马说看起来好像是一对马。
Doesn't look like any horses I've ever seen.
我可从来没看见过这样子的马。
Now the next frame says, hey, let's follow and see where they're going.
那下面就说哎，咱们看一看。这个粘得很厉害。哎，咱们跟上去看看他们上哪儿去啊。
And the black one says, yo, not on this trail. It's hard as rock. It will splinter our hooves.
哎呀，这是什么路啊？硬得像石头一样，咱们的蹄子都要开花了。
And the third frame says, and the white horse, the black horse again saying, how do they do it? What kind of horses are they?
这个黑马说，怎么搞的？这是什么样的马？他们怎么能在这么硬的地上能够跑呢？
And the white one says, why are you guys all bound up like that?
And the 白马,
you're virtually slaves. You should rebel and come run wild with us. You're missing all the fun.
那白马说，怎么你们都绑在一起吗？简直是奴隶一样嘛！你们该造反，跟我们一起逃走。你们这样太没有乐趣了。
And they went along, and the black one says, they didn't even look away from the road. I pity them.
当他们这两个马跑开的时候，跑开的时候，他们根本连看一眼都不敢看。他说：“我真觉得他们实在是可怜。”
Hey, old timer, the white horse came across an aisle, said, you're from around here. We just ran across the strangest thing.
他说，哎，老先生啊，他看到猫头鹰说，你是住在这儿的吧？我们刚才碰到一件仙事。
You know, the owls in the English, in the American culture stands for wise guys, right?
你知道，猫头鹰在这个美国的这个文化里头，它是总是代表一个最聪明的。
And the owl says, so you saw the king's coaches and horses now, didn't you?
猫头鹰说，是啊，你们看见国王的驾乘了吧？
Quite a spectacle, aren't they?
真是不同凡响，是不是？
Here's the subject coming out, king's horses.
于是，
now the
这个题目就来了。
Next page, who are those horses, and who is this king?
那这些马是什么来路呢？国王又是谁呢？
The owl answered, well, it happened so long ago. I was just a young Ted, like you two. The king owns all the lands. In fact, by the reckoning of some, he owns all the horses as well.
啊，那是好久以前的事了。在那个时候，我还是毛头小伙子呢，跟你们的现在一样，全地都是国王殿下的。事实上，有些人承认所有的马都属于他的呢。
Owns us? How did he figure?
Oops. 哦，他说怎么我们属于他的这个话怎么讲呢
？Went back long time. Once there were no horses in this country. The king was a lover of horses, but though he had many loyal servants.He had no horses to pull his royal coaches and chariot.
他从前三年里头并不产马，可是国王殿下却爱马成性。虽然他有许多忠心的臣仆，但是却没有良驹俊逸可供他套车驾驭的驾驶的。
Sir, what is the matter? Nothing cheers you? You have everything money can buy.
他说：“陛下，这是怎么回事啊？”你有什么事情不称心呢？您缺什么用钱买不到的呢
？The king says, "I have no horses. I love horses."
我就是少了几匹马，我实在是爱马。
Notice on his face that there's one drop of tear.
你看到他脸上有一滴的眼泪。
Now the next page says, "So the king's son went away to a far country, and at great cost to himself, he brought horses. When he gave to his father, which he gave to his father."But one of the king's enemies broke into the stables and let all the king's horses run away.
后来国王的爱子到远方去，自己花了极大的代价买了好些的马回来，把他们呈现给父王。但是有一个国王的仇敌却潜进马厩，是吧？他把所有的马统统都放出去了。
Thus, you and your father never knew the king's hardness and bit, though you actually belonged to him.
所以你们祖先虽然名义上是属于国王的，可是却从来没有披挂过他的辔头跟脚环。
But who are those horses we saw?
那么我们看见的那些匹马又是怎么一回事呢
？They were once wild horses like you, but they returned to the king.
他说他们有一度也像你们一样是吴江的野马，但是后来就回到国王那里去了。
I like this next question.Of their own will, or were they captured?
是他们自己愿意回去呢，还是给抓回去的
？You know, there's a great theological debate begins here.
那这里有个很大的神学争论在这里。
Now the next page says.
下面一个。
Well, both really.
其实两方面都有啊。
That's a mighty good answer.
两种说法都可以。
The king paved the narrow highway and put his glorious coach out for the horses to see. Of course, many horses care nothing about such things.But some felt strangely drawn to the king. They desired to pull the carriage and run on that narrow road.
是啊，国王就先筑了一条很窄的，很窄狭的驿道，把他华贵的马车陈列出来给马儿看见。当然，好像马儿根本不理这一套。但是呢，也有的马觉得国王有奇妙的吸引力，他们就产生了一个愿望，要为国王驾车驰骋其上。
The horses found the king to be gentle and compassionate. He fed them with good things day after day until they knew he was their friend. Finally, several of them committed themselves completely to his care.
他们发现国王又慈爱又怜悯，他用美食日日喂饱他们，直到他们明白他是最好的朋友。终于有一天，有几匹马肯把自己完完全全地交托给他，让他管理。
Of course, wild horses are not fit to draw the carriage of a king. Their stubborn wills must be broken, a process that is unpleasant to both the trainer and the, trainee and a trainer, until they learn to be fully obedient to the slightest tug on the rein and to respond instantly to every command of the driver. Some rebelled and ran away, but others, for the joy of being in the king's service, patiently endured the lash.
当然野马是不适宜为王驾车的，他们倔强的意志必须要先被折服。这个过程呢，是使驯马者和被驯者同感痛苦，一直要到马学会了完全顺服，对于辔头上传来最轻微的旨意示意都会立刻顺从回应，才算大功告成。这些马儿又有些马又背叛逃走有些马又背叛逃走了。另外有一些呢，他们以为他们以为王效劳为荣，因而忍耐接受他的鞭策。
Though the training was rigorous, it never was more demanding than the horse could endure. The king was sensitive to the limitations of each horse and was both gentle and patient. The horses learned to trust him completely, and he learned to trust them. At the end of their training, all the king's horses were so obedient that a king could lie beneath their hoofs to adjust their harnesses.
虽然训练本身是严格的，但王的要求从来没有超过马儿所能忍受的。国王熟知每匹马的能耐，他又仔细又温柔又有耐性。不久，马儿学会了对他完全信任，他也信任马儿。到训练快要成功的时候，马儿真是驯良呢。国王可以钻在马腹之下，为他们调整这个鞍辔的松紧，也不怕出意外。
When they were ready to pull the king's carriage, he put strong shoes on their feet so they could run on the king's highway. The king used them for all of his royal affairs. He loved to show them off to outsiders because they were so obedient. They were pleased to be in the king's service and were unaffected by the taunts and jeers of the other horses.
等他们有资格为王驾车的时候，王又为他们加上了蹄铁，这样子他们才能够在国王的驿道上飞奔。在所有重要的庆典上，国王总让他们出来亮相，他好得意啊！这些马也真听话，他们以能为国王效劳为乐，一点也不在乎别的马来的冷嘲热讽。
I want you to enjoy the comments those horses have. Look at that.
我们看看这两个
goody horseshoes.
看看那另外两匹野马怎么说呢？说看呐、啊，你看他们一本正经的样子。
That's a laugh.
下面一个说笑死我了。
You know, I've tried to ask Margaret what the looky good two shoes mean, and she couldn't tell me.
那个白马说的话呢，是一个英文的一个话。我问我的女儿该怎么翻译，实在翻不出中文来。
And it says looky good horseshoes, even better.
那他说这个
you can't translate it.
No.
Okay. And you know, on the Chinese one, I almost said, 那边说什么笑死我了。I said, 应该说笑死。I was trying to say 笑死人了。Then I realized it's a horse. I can translate 笑死马了。Though it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Now the next frame says, whoa, let's go see if the king needs any horses. Any more horses. Perhaps he'll have us.
说好啊，走吧，看看国王还要不要一些新马，也许咱们也会被他选上呢。
Forget it, I'm happy now. What do I care about the king's business?
那黑马说，算了吧，我现在活得好好的，干嘛理会国王的闲事儿。
And the white horse made his decision and came back to the stable. And the prince, I assume, says, look like another colt coming home, dad.
然后这白马决定跑回来了。这时候这个王子就说，父王啊，好像又有一批强壮的小驹子回来了。
And months later,
过了差不多一个月的样子，几个月之后。
I say, isn't that your old friend at the head of the bunch?
他说几个月之后，他说，嘿，我说呢，那个走在最前面的不是你的老朋友吗？
What has happened to you? You've become a slave like the rest. Don't you miss your freedom to run in the fields and drink from the old streams?
你怎么了？你怎么也和他们一样成了奴隶了呢？你不怀念从前的好时光吗？在原野自由奔跑，在溪水旁边任意痛饮。
You wouldn't say that if you knew the king. One day in his service is better than a lifetime of aimless grazing. Is that familiar?
你如果认识国王，你就不会这么说了。在他的草场上一天，胜似一辈子漫无目的的虚度岁月。这句话好像很熟悉啊。
In a king's stable, then, the horses conferring to one another. War is in the air. The king's enemy has burned all the outlying hillsides.
在国王的马厩里头说，在国王战火。战火已经燎原了，国王的仇敌把山丘的野地都给烧焦了。
Oh my, where will the wild horses graze?
这个说糟糕了，那那些野马要到哪里去流荡过生活呢？
Old friend, next frame. Old friend, how is it that you remain so fat and sleek during the dreadful famine? Your eyes are bright and your coat fairly shines.
老朋友啊，大家都苦哈哈的过荒年的时候，你怎么还能够这么样的膘肥身健呢？你的眼光炯炯有神，你的皮毛发亮。
In my master's house is no shortage of grain or water. He feeds me daily from his hand.
在我主人的家里，从来没有短缺过两抹食水。他每日亲自为我喂食。
And all the other horses complaining.All the king's horses are fed well enough.
他说：“哎呦，这些国王的这些马，国王的这些怎么念呢？国王这些马个个都那么养尊处优的啊！你看他们消息啊、，OK.
And they said it's so unfair.
中间那个马说真不公平。
I hate them.
他说我真恨透他们了。
Me too.
那我也是。
Well, you know, I read through these things alone in 8 minutes.
我自己一个人这样念过去的时候是花了我8分钟的时间。
I think it's enjoyable, don't you think so?
你觉不觉得很有意思呢？
And I think you might want to use them to give to a few of your friends who might come into your way.
也许你会愿意把这一个小单章也给你的朋友。
So I encourage you to take a few with you. If you want more, I'm sure when you go out, you can get some from the usher.
所以我鼓励各位呢多拿几份。这样的话等会儿尤其等会儿出去的时候在门口再多拿几份。
But also when I was reading that, several scriptures came to my mind.
但当我读到这个的时候有好几节圣经来到我的心里。
I don't know whether you're built that way or you've been trained that way as I am.
我不知道你是不是一样也像我这么样子训过来的。
You know, in a way I'm computerized or I might say I'm conditioned.
你可以说我是已经好像被训成这个样子了。
And if those things do not have spiritual or scriptural background, I probably wouldn't take it.
如果像这样的卡通啊，如果它没有真正圣经的背景的话，那我看都不要看。
Because when I read them, I realize that the Holy Spirit is giving me scriptures when I read them.
因为正当我第一次这么读的时候，我发现圣灵在我里面就把那个圣经句一句一句的给了我。
I begin to understand this could be used as a preaching material.
我就一下子我就觉得这个的确是可以拿来作为讲道的材料。
And there's so much to really think about, just as if Jesus would explain to his parables.
因为这里有这么多它的内容那么丰富啊，就像耶稣可以一点点拿来跟我们讲解清楚一样。
And don't you agree that some of you might, I am sure some of you, when you read through, the Holy Spirit already gave you understanding of some scriptures, or remind you several of the scriptures.
我相信各位在刚才我们一起读过去的时候，我想圣灵也在你心里面让你想起一些圣经上的话。
Now look at, let's take back at the first frame.
我们先来看看第一个。
The white horse said, let's go back. I've never been so far. That's far enough.
白马说我们还是回去吧。他说我们从来没有走这么远过。
And the black one says, look like what, the, you know, the white one was saying, what was that over there?
可是白马一下子看到了那群马就说诶那是什么呀。
And the black one says, look like horses to me.
那个黑马说看起来好像是马。
And the white said, don't look like anything I've known.
他说我是可能从来没看过这种的马。
What does it remind you?
这个有没有提醒你让你想起一些什么事呢？
You know, I want you to focus on the main character of this cartoon, the two horses.
我希望各位能够注意到这个卡通的上面的两个主角。
If you don't mind,
这两个马。
I would say they're the first encounter of some Christian horses.
这是第一次也许这就是这两匹马第一次碰到一些基督徒马。
Don't you realize that comics, the author tried to tell us the king's coaches, the king's horses are Christians?
我想各位都知道，在上面他想告诉你，国王的骏马就是讲了那些基督徒。
And they look from afar.
因为他们从很远的地方看。
They look like horses.
他们看起来像马。
But they are not anything they see.
但又不像他们从前从来他们看过的马。
Because all the horses they know all run wild, independent, one independent from another.
因为他们以前所看过的马都是个别的，他们就自由的很，独立的很。
These king's horses are in order and they are in line.
但是这些国王的马呢，他们在那里排列整齐，而且在他那里排的一行一行的。
They are cooperating from one another.
而且互相在那里合作，在那里配合。
And they seem to run in a definite way.
而且他们在那里跑的时候方向是一定。
They are not just running wild. They go in a definite direction. They go somewhere.
他们并不是在那随便你跑你的，我跑我的，而是他们在那走一个方向。
And that they it caused them a great wonder.
这个让他们觉得好奇怪啊。
I remembered First Peter.
我记得在彼得前书。
If you don't mind, please turn with me to First Peter. We may leave our Bibles remain open in that section.
让我们就把彼得前书打把这个圣经打开在彼得前书第几章。
Let's look at first chapter. Look at chapter 2 first.
我们先看彼得前书的第二章。
Verse 9. What does it say here?
彼得前二章是在新约圣经337面。第二章336。
And verse 9 said, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
Okay. 第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
You know, I grabbed a wrong Bible. Actually, I should have brought King James.
我实在是应该把那个King James 的那本英文圣经带来的。
The King James says it's a peculiar people.
因为在那里是讲到他是奇特的子民，讲到基督徒。
You know, forgive me for being careless this morning because I just grabbed hold of the NIV and didn't check the verses.
因为我就光把这个另外这本这个版这个这个译本拿来，而我没有仔细把它的那个翻译看清楚。
And you know, also in the Old Testament,
同时在旧约里面
，if you would go back with me from Numbers 23, chapter 23.
如果我们一起看民数记第二十三章。
There was a prophet, a hired prophet. His name was Balak.
民数记二十三章有一个
Balaam. His name is Balaam.
一个先知巴兰。
And he was hired to curse the Israelite people from the king of Moab, the king, the name of Balak.
Yeah. 他在那里他是他有人用钱买他，请他来咒诅以色列人。
And when he went to see the Israelite people, he looked from afar, from a mountain, just as these two horses from looking down from a mountain of these coaches.
当巴兰远远的在一个山上看以色列人的时候，就像这两匹马远远的看那些马车。
And when he saw these people, he was moved by the Spirit of God.
当他看这些人的时候，他的里面被神的灵感动。
Therefore, he spoke.
这样他就说话，受感而说话。
And what he said here, verse 9 again.
在这里也是第九节。
From the rocky places I saw them, from the height I viewed them, I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nation.
还我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
And again, the King James says it's a peculiar people, a peculiar nation.
在这里，King James 的版本也是说，这里说他们是独特的民，他们是很特别的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, have you realized that people look at us as peculiar people?
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有经历到、觉察到，别人看我们，觉得我们是很特别的人
？If you don't feel that way, please reflect back, think way back.
如果你没有这么样感觉的话，那请你仔细想一想。
When you think way back, when you first encounter some Christians, do you think they are odd?
那你想想看，在很早很早以前，你第一次看到一批基督徒的时候，你有没有觉得他们有点古怪啊？
They are the nerds, people say.
他们实在是奇奇怪怪的。
They are the squares.
他们那些人是这个一丝不苟的。
They are the goody four shoes, goody two shoes. I mean.
他们那些人就是好人。
And you know, you look at them, look down at them, thinking they're peculiar, they're strange.
也许那个时候你觉得，这些人怎么那么奇奇怪怪的
？Indeed, they are strange.
的确，他们是很奇怪。
Because today we as Christians we understand.
因为今天我们做了基督徒的时候，我们就了解。
God has called us to be a peculiar people.
因为神呼召我们来做这样独特的民。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
我们看出埃及记第十九章。
You know, as I told you, when I was reading this comics, scripture just flashed back to me.
我再说一次，我在读这个小册子的时候，那个圣经节就一下子就涌到我里面来。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章。
And verse 6.
第六节。
This is when the time of Israelite people, they're coming out of Egypt and going to the wilderness.
在那个时候，以色列民刚刚从埃及地被呼召出来，那么他们走到旷野。
And God has called them.
那个时候神呼召他们。
And verse 6 says, You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. He told Moses.
第六节就是在这里，神向摩西说，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You know, all the New Testament really are based from the Old Testament. New Testament from the Old Testament.
所有的新约圣经其实都是从旧约这样子过来的。
How would you think, why do you think the Apostle Peter would say something like he said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, that the peculiar people, holy nation, priest, royal priesthood?
Yeah. 如果不是有旧约这些根据，你讲到彼得怎么可能在彼得后书里头讲到这几个名词啊？
I think Peter really read Exodus.
我相信彼得一定把这个出埃及记读得很清楚。
Now God called the Israelites to be holy nations.
那时候神呼召这个以色列人作为圣洁的国度。
Nowadays we try not to talk about holiness.
我们今天好像都不太敢讲要圣洁。
Because when we try to preach the gospel, we don't want to offend anybody.
因为我们当传福音的时候，我们不太想冒犯各位。
We talk about grace, sufficient grace, all sufficient grace.
我们讲到恩典，讲到足够的恩典。
We talk about God's love, abundant love.
我们讲到神的爱，神那丰厚的爱。
But let's not forget.In the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament, God has called us to be a holy nation.
但是不要忘记，在新约里面，在旧约里面，通通的神要我们要作为圣洁的国度。
We are peculiar because we are holy. It's impossible.
我们很奇怪的，因为我们是圣洁的人。这的确是在世人中间很奇怪的。
You know, I want to lay up some of the things that I'm not going to say until later on.
有些事情我保留，现在暂时不讲。
I'm just saying from the view of a non-believer when they first encounter Christians.
我现在只想看，就是这些不信主的人在第一次看到那些基督徒的时候，他们的感觉怎么样
？Although of course we know we are not holy by ourselves, it's because the Holy Spirit that we are separated to be holy.
我们深深知道，我们并不是自己能够自己怎么圣洁，而是我们被圣灵在里面做工啊、将这圣洁做出来。
But they didn't know. They saw just outwardly that we are a holy people.
但是他们别人不知道，他们只觉得哦，你们这些就是圣洁的人。
Because they see that probably we don't curse.
也许他们看到我们这些人不口吐脏话。
We don't spit.
也许我们不吐口水。
We don't all kind of things that we shouldn't do.
有很多事情说基督徒是不做的。
I'm not sure.Every Christian don't smoke.
我还不太敢讲说是每个基督徒都不抽烟。
You know, once I went to a church and preached, and I was saying, you know, God has separated to be holy and so that we don't steal, we don't smoke, we don't see movies and etc. I was carried away.
有一次我在一个教会讲道的时候，我就说到哦，基督徒让我神让我们基督徒不抽烟，不看电影，不做这个，不做那个，然后我就讲忘了。
And after the meeting, I saw one of their deacons was taking out a cigarette and smoke. I was so embarrassed. I don't know why I am embarrassed, but I was.
可是在聚完之后，我看到从中间一个执事开始烟掏出来，开始点上了，我心里很不好意思。我也不知道为什么我要不好意思。
He should be the one who is ashamed of.
他也许应该有点不好意思。
But you know, God has called us to be separated, to be holy.
但是神实在是把我们呼召出来，要让我们不一样，要让我们变成成圣。
Deuteronomy chapter 26.Oh, I know many people will hate me for quoting so many Old Testament Bibles.
我想有些弟兄姊妹一定受不了，我们现在都在看旧约啊。
Deuteronomy 26.
生命记第六章。
Please bear with me. We are going to make a point clear.
我们在这里只想把有一点讲清楚。
And verse 18 and 19.
第十八节跟第十九节。
What is there here?
这里他这里说什么呢
？And the Lord has declared this day that you are His people, His treasured possession, as He promised, and that you are to keep all His command. He has declared that He will set you in praise, frame the honor high above all the nations He has made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as He promised. Chapter 26, verse 18 and 19.
chapter 26, 26章, 对不起啊, 26章,
Do you young people have Bibles with you? Would you turn with me again, please?
Yeah.
Chapter 26, verse 18 and 19.
18, 19, 两节, 我念。耶和华今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命，又使你得称赞，又使你得称赞美名尊荣，超乎他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的，使你归耶和华你的神为圣洁的民。
You know why we have to be holy?
你知道为什么我们要圣洁吗？
Because we are given to God.
因为我们是要献给神的。
Look at those horses.They are only fit to draw king's coaches if they are separated.
你们看那些神国王的骏马，他们这配拉那个车子，只是因为神将他们分别出来。
And you know, many of you will not think this is worthy because people around us don't understand us.
也许我们会觉得这个实在是不值得，因为我们旁边的人都不能了解。
And I want to encourage you all, including the young and old.
我实在是愿意在这里鼓励我们的弟兄姊妹们。
You know, sometimes people don't really, people don't understand us.
因为的确，很多时候别人不会了解，不会体谅。
They think that we're crazy not to go out to play on Sunday.
他们会觉得我们实在是发疯了啊！这么忙，礼拜天都不会出去休息玩一玩。
And after all 5 days or maybe 6 days hard work, we still separate ourselves.For meeting on Sunday, what's that matter?
Yeah. 为什么在那么苦苦那么辛苦做工了五天六天之后，我们还要跑来礼拜天还要跑来这里敬拜
？A simple answer would be because this is holy day of God and we keep it holy.
一个最简单的一个答案是这一天是圣日，我们在这里我们把它分别出来，在这里我们。
And indeed, you know, people don't understand us.
的确人没有办法了解。
John the Apostle has something to say about that too.
约翰他讲到这件事。
First John chapter 3.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
How great is the love of Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
第一节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。Okay,
you see, brothers and sisters, yes, we are doing a lot of things people don't understand.
弟兄姊妹们，的确，我们做了很多事情，别人没办法太了解。
We are separated to be holy, and the world didn't understand why we have to do that.
我们实在是被分别为圣出来的，那这个世上世人绝对不能够了解。
If you want to reason with them, you find out at the end it's very difficult.
如果你想跟他们说理、讲清楚的话，简直是讲不清。
And John the Apostle told us why. The reason that they don't, because they don't know God.
而约翰在这里告诉我们为什么会讲不清，因为他们不认识神。
They don't know our Father.
因为他并不认识我们的父神。
If they know our Father, then we are His children. We should be like Him.
因为如果他们认识父神的话，我们是神的儿女，我们也要像他一样。
Am I going too fast or too slow for you?
我讲得太快还是讲太慢
？Do you think we spend too much time on one frame, or should we speed up, or shall we really dwell on the point?
Speed.
No opinion. Huh? Okay, let's move on to the second one. Speed up? Okay, let's try a little bit. I want you to turn to scripture again, Isaiah chapter 35.
请我们再翻开圣经以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah chapter 35, what's the verse again? Verse
8
to
10. 35章从第八节到第十节。
I'd ask some of the young people to read the English ones because anyone have King James Version perhaps?
你们哪一位有 King James Version?
Arlene, would you do it please? You read faster than I do, I'm sure. 35 verses from 8 to 10. There you are.
好，第八节。Sorry.
Let's see. Okay, please. Please do it in Chinese.
在那里，第八节。
必有一条大路称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为赎民行走。行路的人虽愚昧，也不致失迷。在那里，并没有狮子猛兽，也不并没有狮子猛兽，也不登这路，在那里都遇不见。只有赎民在那里行走，并且耶和华救赎的民并必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐并归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And I want you to appreciate with me the comics. I said a lot of stars here. I guess that black horse was really hurt by walking, trying to walk on a hard road.
你看那个上面，他那个脚底下有好几个星星在那里都蹦出来了。我想他在那里脚一定很疼很疼。
You know, curiosity has killed the cat.
这个
好奇心，
这好奇心呢，真是会杀人啊。
杀猫。
好杀人 ，kill the cat 一样。
You see, this curiosity almost killed this horse.
那么这个马这么好奇，几乎他的蹄子，他几乎要把他杀了。
He tries to follow the coaches and run on the highway.
他想要跟那个马车在那个大路上面去跑。
You know, this highway is only trained for the believer, for the Christians.
你知道这条路其实只是为了基督徒来行走的。
For God's holy people to run on.
为了神的圣洁的民来行走的。
You know, if you want to, your friend, non-believing friend, to come live the way you live, they can't do it.
如果你想你请你的不信主的那个朋友们来照你一样的这么样子过生活，这样做这样的行为，简直是做不到的。
You know, you start your day by having morning devotion with the Lord.
你看看，有时候你一早上起来，先开始在神面前有晨更的时间。
Some of the diligent ones may even want to write down your notes.
甚至有一些比较更用功的，在早上还要把读经的这个心得还写下来。
You know, the busy ones can spend about 15 minutes at most, but people with more time may want to spend up to 2 hours with the Lord.
那忙的人呢，也许早上只能花15分钟时间在那里，但是有时间的人早上可以花两个钟头。
And then you brush your teeth and do everything routine, and you start to have breakfast.
然后起来洗脸漱口，然后吃你的早饭。
Now, when you eat before you eat breakfast, you even pray.
而且甚至在你吃早饭以前，你还祷告呢。
Say grace.
在那里祷告。
And now you have a very peaceful heart, not in a hurry, get into this eight o'clock traffic.
然后呢，也许你就心平气和的，然后去开始上公路去挤去了。
You know, people are before you and people are after you.
那前面也有人，后面也有人。
You are in no hurry because you go nowhere.
因为反正你也没有办法着急，你也没办法往哪儿去。
You take your time and you turn on your cassette.
于是呢，在那个路上呢，于是你就安安静静的，你就安安详详的把这个录音带打开。
You know, some great brothers are giving you a tape of special meetings.
有很多弟兄们有那个特别特会的好的这个录音带给了你。
And you were so sorry that you missed it, so that when you receive the cassette, you just turn it on.On a Monday morning.
你很可惜那个特会你没办法去，于是呢很高高兴兴拿到了这个录音带，在那个早上呢在车里面就把它放出来。
For that 1 hour, you enjoy yourself to be alone with God again.
在那一整个钟头的这个车上的时间，你又在那享受跟神同在那一个钟头。
The slow traffic didn't bother you because no time was lost.
那车那么慢慢在那里往前慢慢挤的时间一点都没有浪费，因为你在那里与神交通。
Finally, you got to your office or hospital or wherever you work and9 o'clock sharp. You didn't become late.
然后最后，终于在准时间9点钟的时候，你到达了你工作的地方。
And you praise God for that.
然后一点都没有迟到，所以你感谢神。
And you're not boasting to your friend.
你也并不是在那里向你的朋友在那里夸大。
So you have a big smile on your face, and you walk into your office and say hi to everybody.
然后你脸上带着大大的笑容，走进 office， 然后想跟他们说，跟他们道早。
And you sit down and begin your day's work.
然后坐下来，开始一天的工作。
You know, the whole day was peaceful because God is with you.
你知道一整天呢都是那样子的，都是那样子平安，因为神与你同在。
You rejoice so much because you know that you're doing the thing God wants you to do at that day.
你知道你在那时候是何等的喜乐，因为你知道那一天你所做的就是神在那里叫你在那一天要做的事。
God may have used you to say a few kind words to people on contact with you on the telephone.
也许在那一天里面，神要利用你在那个电话跟别人接头的时候讲几句很温柔的话。
To give them encouragement to move on.
给他们一些鼓励，让他们往前去。
Tell them to trust God, not on yourself.
让他们能够来信任靠神，而不是信靠自己。
You may have to turn on a few business deals because you realize when they talk about it, you see some gray area in that.
也许有些这个商业上的这个网环，你发现那里可能你要慢一点，因为在注意到那中间有一点不清楚的地方。
Some people might want you to give him a kickback.
也许有的人有的商家要有的人要你给他一个回扣。
Or he wants to give you a kickback.
或者他
he wants a favor from you.
或者他想要给你一个回扣。
Now you refuse that because you're a Christian.
你在那时候你拒绝了，因为你是基督徒。
When you come back to work 6 o'clock at night,
当你下班回家
，you flip around your cassette the other side and finish on with your message.
然后把那个录音带呢反过来，正好把另外一边听完。
And you come back home, your wife is waiting for you.
然后你回到家中的时候，这个太太在等着你。
With all a big smile because she has a terrific day at the house with the Lord too.
因为他也是那么大也是带着微笑，因为一整天他在家里面也是有神的同在。
You give thanks to the Lord on the dinner table and set examples for your children to pray.
然后在晚餐桌上的时候，你带着弟兄姊妹带着你的家人一起祷告谢饭，给你的孩子们一个榜样。
And you talk about very pleasant things happening.
然后说一些很高兴的事情。
And you have family time with the family.
然后你实在是跟你的家人有很好的时间在一起。
And you really enjoy the whole day.
然后一整天真是那么好。
God has given you a holy day.
神在那时候给了你一个圣日。
You are walking on a holy way.
因为你在那里一天里面，你是走在圣道上面。
But dear brothers and sisters, those who do not believe cannot start a day right.
那个不相信神的人，没有办法一整天能够很好的有很好的开始。
They rush here and there. They rush on and off back to back to the office and back to house, rushing all the way.
他们整天就那忙忙碌碌的冲到这里，冲到那里。
You know, I remember Moses Chow said.If we live in here long enough, we do not become Americans. We become Russian.
这个周祖培牧师曾经说过，说我们住在这里啊，住得够久的话啊，你不会变成美国人，你会变成俄国人，因为是 Russian， 是跑来跑去的 Russian。
We're not American. We're Russian. We're Russian.
所以我们在这里住久了，不会变成美国人，反而变成了俄国人。
You know.When you talk about the holy life, that you come to be with the Lord from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, and when you retire, you tell your children some Bible stories.
你知道，若是你一天这么样子在这个圣道上这么走，从早到晚都是那样子的好那样子，然后到了晚上，大家一家干高高兴兴的，你甚至可以跟你的小孩讲一讲神的事情，讲一讲圣经上的事。
You know, these are not a life the unbelieving world can live.
这种生活并不是一个非基督徒是一个非基督徒人没有办法活出来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, don't you? I'm sure not everyone lived the way I said. I didn't myself.
我也相信我们不是每一个人每天都能那样子活，我自己也是。
But don't you envy that?
但是你羡不羡慕那样子啊？
I'm sure you do.
我相信你一定很羡慕那样子。
I hope I can live a day like that every day.
我实在是希望我每天都能那样子活。
But you know, the unbelieving world will say it's boring to death.
但是那些不信主人会说你这样子真没意思。
They try to imitate such a life, they can't do it.
即使他们喜欢，他们想要这么学，没有办法做得到。
Because the holy way was not for them.
因为这样的圣路不是为他们预备的。
The holy highway was not meant for them to walk on.
因为这条圣道不是让为了那些人来行走的。
It's too hard.
因为太难太难了。
It's too hard.
太难。
It's going to splinter their hooves.
那个实在是太那个路太硬了，让他们的蹄子都要受伤。
But we can.
但是我们可以。
You see, therefore, those horses ask, "What kind of horse are they?"
所以他们这个马觉得好奇怪啊。
And they look at it differently. They say, "You guys have no freedom. You guys are bound up."
看你们这个马是什么？你们是什么样的马？你们简直像奴隶一样，这么样给绑在那里。
They are looking at us so wondered, so strange. They couldn't figure out.
这个野马看着被上了缰的马，简直是不能够想象。
They said they are slaves.
他说你们简直是奴隶一样。
They encourage these horses to rebel and run away.
他在这里呢，就鼓励这些国王的马呢，你们最好造反，然后跟我们一起跑吧。
Now remember a while ago, I asked you to.To put your Bible remain open in 1 Peter.
我们还是把圣经再翻回彼得前书。
We'll look at chapter 4, verse 4.
彼得前书第四章第四节。
I know some of our high schoolers are very good readers. Would any one of you volunteer? Chapter 4, verse 4.
我们的中学生都很会读圣经的。你们哪一位 读一读？
Johnny, would you do it?
Johnny doesn't have a Bible.
Or he has a different Bible.
That's all right.第四节，他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
They speak bad things about Christians.
然后于是他们就毁谤基督徒。
They think we have no freedom.
他是说基督徒真是不自由。
But you know, indeed, we don't need that kind of freedom.
但是我们实在是不需要那种自由。
For us, we understand that way was the wrong way.
我们知道那个是不对的路。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 7 told us.
因为在第一林前哥林多前书
verse 22 it says when we are called to be the Lord to be when we are called by the Lord we become slaves for him.
Okay.
林前七章二十二节。
林前七章二十二节。对不起。林前七章二十二节，因为做奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人；做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。
Next frame again.I don't think we have time to finish all of it, but I think we're going to finish with the fourth frame.
我相信我们没有办法 讲所有的，但是我们至少可以讲完这第四个。
You know, the horse says, the black one says, they don't even look at us. They don't even want to depart from their way. They just dare not to look out.
那个黑马跑走的时候，他说，你看那些人，他们连看我们一眼都不敢。
But I want to encourage all you Christians here.
但是我在这里是要鼓励我们这里的基督徒们。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我们看一看加拉太书第五章。
When we walk on a Christian way, we are bound to receive all kinds of taunts and jeers.
当我们在这个圣道上行走的时候，我们的确是要受到很多的毁谤，很多的嘲笑。
Paul has tried to encourage the Galatians by verse 7 in chapter 5.
在加拉太书
第五章第七节。
五章七节里面。
He said, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?
加拉太书第五章第七节，他说你们向来跑得好，有谁拦住你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
You see, those black horses may want to cut into the free highway and cause those king's horses to run away from them.
那些野马很可能在那里就冲到这些国王的马前面，在那里捣蛋，希望他们这些马能够走跑散。
But what did Paul say?
但是保罗在这里说什么呢？
First Corinthians again, chapter 9.
林前第九章。
Verse 24.
第二十四节，林前九章二十四节。
What is saying here?
在这里讲到什么呢?
Do you know not that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into straight training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑。好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力争胜者，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
26. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air.
所以我奔跑不是无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。
Dear brother and sister, are you running with an aim or aimlessly?
那弟兄姊妹们，你们各位这样奔跑是不是有方向的呢？
Do you think a Christian way is too hard to walk on?
你是不是觉得一个基督徒的路是太难走了？
Or do you think it's worth it?
还是你觉得那实在是值得？
We have definitely all kinds of distractions.
我们的确有很多很多的打岔。
But let's learn not to walk away.
但是我们在这里，我们要学会不要跑掉。
Let's not look away.
我们也不要向别的地方看。
For God has set a goal for us.
因为神在这里给我们设立了一个目标。
Everyone knows the familiar verses in Philippians.
我相信各位一定也都知道一个很熟悉的经文，在腓立比书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Again, Paul said that.
保罗又再一次说到。腓立比三章。
Yeah, I think it's 14.
13节。
Okay, starting 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward a goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
这里在腓立比书第三章十三节说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Dear brother and sister, we have so far touched some background of the story here.
我们现在稍微把这个故事的背景稍微提了一下。
I'm sure you can remember the story very easily because the things are easy to remember and easy to relate.
我相信这些事情，我想各位一定很容易记得，因为也很容易能够联想。
But instead of just telling the story, let's really think about it.
所以我们不光只是在这里说一说这个故事而已，让我们再次仔细想一想。
Dear brothers and sisters, are we already called into the King's services?
我们是不是已经在这里蒙呼召，变成在给我们的王在这里出力
？Are we running a course with where we know God has a great reward for us？
我们是不是在那一个路上，在那里跑，在那里我们要知道，我们要得到在基督耶稣里头要得到来得的奖赏
？And we are encountering a lot of non-Christians who are, we looked at as funny。
我们常常也碰到很多的基督徒我们 funny。
They think that we are
他们觉得我们很奇怪。
Let's not lose our heart.
那我们不要灰心。
Because those who can look forward and press on to the mark.
因为那些真的可以往前看，而且向着标杆直跑的。
Will finally arrive it.
会达到目的。
And those along the way, you know some of the horses will be converted.
你知道在这样这个路上的时候，有些马还是会进来的。
Though we may not have the chance to preach to them or to share gospel with them at this time.
也许我们这个时候没有办法对那些野马来告诉他们这条路。
But if they looked at us and realized that we are running a different way.
如果他们看看我们的时候就知道我们实在是跑了另外一条路。
I don't say all of them will, but some will.
我也不是说每一个人都会，但是有。有些人的确会仔细想一想。
Some will really think about the Christian way.
有些人的确想一想这个基督徒的路是怎么回事。
And they might even want to find out.
也许他们实在是愿意知道。
How to become a Christian.
知道怎么样能可以变成一个基督徒。
How to run our king's course.
怎么样能够跑在这个国王的这条圣道上面。
How to be used by king.
怎么样能够被神所用，被我们的国王所用。
How to be trained to have a pure life.
怎么样能被国王训练有一个很纯净的生活。
I want you to take this booklet home and read it.
我实在是希望各位拿着这个小册子拿回去仔细看一看。
Maybe you have as many or more scriptures coming to you.
也许你会有更多的这个圣经节会联想起更多的圣经节。
You know, this owl to me, it may stand for the Holy Spirit.
那个猫头鹰在这里可以是圣灵的象征。
Because he teaches the truth.
因为他在那里教导真理。
He's given those young colts some advice.
而且他也给那些小马一些忠告。
And some indicators.
而且有一些给他们一点指示。
I pray that you will enjoy this book and share with others.
我现在很希望你们很喜欢这本书，而且跟别人分享。
And this booklet also talk about a cross in a later stage.
在后面一点，这本书上也讲到了十字架。
And it also talks about the enjoyment to dwell in the king's house.
也讲到在神的家中是何等的美。
I don't know how this man came about until one day I look again, found out that really God gave him a vision of this.
我几天不知道这个人怎么会想起这么一个漫画来的，然后仔细看那个小字儿，有一天我才发现原来是神给他一个意象。
I believe this is a vision from the Lord.
我实在是相信这是神给他的意象。
The man saw it and he drew it.
他 看到这样的意象，于是他把它画出来。
And make it available to us.
然后我们今天可以拿到手。
You know, I did some checking about this guy's belief or the doctrine. And 我也 I find it to be sound.
我也稍微看了一下这个漫画的人，他这个人怎么样？我发现他是可靠的。
If you think your life is familiar to these,
如果你觉得你的生活、你的生命跟这个有点、跟这个能够有点认同
，you can identify with those horses.
你算是可以也许你觉得你就是里面的哪一种马。
I hope you identify with the king's horses.
我实在是希望你们觉得自己是跟那些国王的马来认同。
But I'm sure many of you will think that they are king's horses, yet they think like the wild horses.
但是我相信也有我们中间也有人，他们知道觉得自己是神的骏马。但是呢，他的想法还是跟野马一样。
May God teach you and speak to you through these little booklets.
我们求神利用这本小小的册子来教导我们，来指示我们。
I'm sure he who starts the sanctification process in you will complete it.
我相信那个在你里面要开始这个成圣的功夫的那一位，也会在你身上完成。
You will learn to endure the king's harness.
你会在那里，就会在那里愿意忍受，愿意在那里接受那个神给你神国王给你的这个脚环。
Until you are fit to his glorious service.
一直到等到你能够配为他来效力。
Let's all bow our heads.
让我们一起来低头。
Lord Jesus, I thank you for this vision that you have given to one of the brothers who we haven't even met.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，主，因为你将这样的意象给一位我们也没有从来没见过的一位弟兄。
It teaches us much.
他实在是教导了我们很多。
Because this is a story we can all remember.
因为这是一个我们很容易记得住的故事。
And when we meditate and we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us to meditate.
当我们这样子默想的时候，我们也相信圣灵会带领我们这样子默想。
And we believe that you will guide us, you will advise us through the Holy Spirit.
我就相信在经由圣灵，你就亲主，你就要亲自来教导我们。
Lord, use these booklets to change our lives.
用这样的小册子，主你改变我们，改变我们的生活。
Speak the truth to us.
将真理说向我们说明。
So we understand that we are called into a holy life.
所以我们知道，我们算是被呼召，要做呼召到一个圣洁的生活里面。
We are indeed received a high calling from above.
我们实在是接受了这一个圣洁的呼召，是从上面而来的。
And we are running a course only fit for the saints.
我们也在这个时候，我们在跑一个路，这条路是只为了圣徒预备的。
Lord, therefore, equip us to be fitting to run this course.
所以我们求你来装备我们，让我们能够跑这条路。
Train us that we be obedient to you.
求你来训练我们，让我们能够来听话顺命。
Give us the ability to walk on the highway.
给我们这个能力，让我们能够走在这条路上。
So that we indeed can live a holy life.
所以我们能够真正能够活一个圣洁的生活。
That can be a testimony to all.
成为别人的一个见证。
Lord, we also pray that you may use these booklets to bring many who are yet wild horses.Come back to the king's will.
主，我们也祷告你，主耶稣，你利用这本让这个小册子，将那些还没有信主的人能够带到你自己的面前。
If there are some among us that are like that,
若是有这样的人在我们中间
，I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to them.
我求圣灵在这个时候向这些人说话。
Realize that their life is aimless until they come to God's will.
让我们了解，让这些人了解，主，我们的生活实在是没有定向，没有目标。
They may think they run very very fast, but they're not going anywhere.
也许他们觉得他们实在是跑得很快，但是实在是到不了什么地方。
Only God is our way.
只有神是我们的道路。
And He has designed it so that we may walk in it.
他这样子计算，他这样的设计，我们可以在上面行路。
We pray that you may use this vision again to enlarge people's understanding.
我也祷告你，主，你用这样的意象来让更多人能够了解。
Lord, bless this booklet as we use it.
主，我们为这一个小册子来祝福。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.